from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. On a shout-out Friday, appreciate everybody who has already shouted out. Now, the beginning of the segment is probably not going to be a shout-out because they have released the caps for the 2024 All-Star Game, which will, of course, be here in Arlington. And early reviews that I have from at least two people in this room are not favorable, to put it lightly.
F minus.
Wow.
I'm looking at 2023 and I wasn't a fan of those hats, but at least the color scheme of the All-Star game in Seattle was navy with kind of that greenish tint that is Seattle. You know that that's Seattle Mariners colors they went with. They went with orange and teal, very Florida Marlinsy. If I'm trying to put a color on these hats,
is that orange? Like, yes. We almost veered into like salmon.
Creamsicle. Yeah.
I thought orange, too. Yeah. I thought like the rainbow orange 80s Astros is what immediately jumped to mind. But I've only seen the pictures from y'all.
I don't get it at all.
My understanding is you can buy like your team's hat, but that's the color that they're wearing. And I don't like it at all either, man. Even the ones that the National League is going to wear doesn't make sense to Texas. Doesn't make sense to Arlington to me.
No.
And the Rangers have nothing to do with it. It's MLB that does this and New Era. They work on it together. I just thought that they would put a little more Texas flair in it.
Yeah, if you go to MLB.com and or MLBshop.com, or you can go to MLB.com and then click on shop. And it's the just dropped. They have an LA Dodgers hat and a Texas Rangers hat. And maybe to Reggie, it's maybe not as orange. It's maybe more salmon-y.
It's almost neon of sort. Like, yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. It makes no sense. If the game was in Miami, I'll be honest. If this was the Miami Marlins hosting the All-Star game, this hat would make perfect sense to me. I'd be like, oh, this makes a lot of sense for a Miami All-Star game. This makes no sense for a Arlington, Texas Rangers All-Star game. It has nothing to do with the state of Texas, nothing to do with the Texas Rangers.
There's a big old star on it, though.
Yeah, that's about it, right? That's the one thing, the only thing that makes any sense for it being a Texas type of All-Star game. And on the side of the hat is the All-Star game logo with the state of Texas on it, but the color scheme... Zero, not even 1% sense.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
0%.
Oh, I didn't design
877-881-1053. Text in and say, thanks a lot, Kevin.
Oh.
If you're a Miami Marlins fan, it's probably going to be a really cool hat for you.
Okay, so I get that y'all don't like it. This is a historic event here in Arlington, but will you be like, hey, that's great, I'll get other memorabilia?
Yeah,
like,
I'm not
good. Like a pin or something.
Now, here's the thing. Remember, they don't even wear their own jerseys. They haven't dropped the jerseys yet, right? So now the jerseys are going to be neon orangey salmon and neon blue for a game representing in Arlington and the Texas Rangers. Just go back to last year. I wasn't crazy about the All-Star Game jerseys. And look, the Rangers had six All-Stars on the team. And they were in Mariners colors. So it was a little bit like, do I want to buy a jersey that isn't? It's an All-Star Game jersey. It's very cool. But it's very Mariner-like. I get it. They're representing the games in Seattle. I totally get it.
Yeah.
So then the game comes to Texas, and they're like, we want to do the total opposite of Texas Rangers. We want nothing Texas Rangers.
It looks like they took the Astros colors and just leveled up the brightness and the saturation. They were like, yeah, let's just go with a different version of the Astros colors.
What the hell? From the 469, those hats aren't it. Thanks a lot, Kevin. From the 817, Mike is dead on. That hat is awesome. If it was in Miami, thanks a lot, Kevin. What the crap in hell? I had nothing to do with this.
Kevin, this is definitely me. I don't want to make this about me here, but I definitely made it about you.
From the 214, how effing ugly are those hats, though? Man, so, like, this is just first wave, but the first wave of feedback is definitely
it's
not
horrible.
Positive.
It is horrible. Even if somebody's like, Mike, stop saying that. It's horrible.
Is there any chance that if you see them in person that you might like them a little bit more? Because sometimes, like, pictures don't do these things justice, but I don't know.
I'm on MLB's website where they're going to try to take the most premium picture to make sure that you get to see the hat. Like, because the one that we saw on Twitter, Talking Baseball, is where you showed me. Yep. Corey saw this first. And then it's all the hats. It's very small. And so I'm like, all right, let me see if these have dropped. Maybe this dude's wrong. Maybe this Talking Baseball Twitter thing is wrong. But then you go to MLBShop.com, and there they are, just dropped. Come get them for $47.99 before taxes and fees. And I'm like,
$52 right there.
It has nothing, literally 0% to do with the Rangers, with Texas, with Arlington. Nothing. It has nothing to do with our state, our team. Why did Seattle get their team colors?
Do you think there's like a, somebody asked if there's a Southwestern, man, you guys are jerks.
Oh, sorry.
Somebody asked if they were going for a Southwestern theme, and then.
Like deserty?
I guess.
We're not in the desert.
Yeah, we're in Arlington.
I saw at least one person, here we go, from the 682, nothing wrong with these hats. Y'all have no taste.
And that's true.
Then there's this.
Steve, I resent that comment.
I'm fine if they were just made by New Era and MLB, like, hey, look at these cool hats you can get. Okay, I get it, but. Yeah. For the All-Star Game in Texas, we're going to be wearing orangey salmon and sky blue to represent our team and our state. Thank you.
And I just want to give a taste.
From the 214, that hat is clean. Love the colors. Not for the All-Star Game in Texas. Maybe for a city uniform, but not necessarily.
I'm with those guys. If they like, or girls, if they like this hat, like they like the color scheme of it and everything, like that's a cool hat. How in the world does this represent the All-Star Game in Arlington, Texas?
Well, I appreciate you saying that because the rest of the texts are, thanks a lot, Kevin, from the 469. Kevin, just admit it. They're ugly. From the 817, Steve DeBerg here. Thanks for ruining it, Kevin.
Hey, Steve, I need to talk to you.
From the 817, who designed these hats? Kevin? Thanks a lot, Kevin.
I didn't have anything to do with this. I don't That's even have that hat now. Pulled up on my computer yet.
When you're colorblind, can you see blues and reds and orange? Help me out, colorblind people. I think, isn't it greens that you have trouble with?
Well, there's different types of color blindness, but I'm trying to think if there's one where red and blue would be in that same vein. I don't know.
I'm just assuming a colorblind person who can't see reds and blues made this, and so they were like, I think this is the Rangers colors, and they said, and they never checked to see if the person was colorblind who made it. And they're like, well, I mean, this person has a high-ranking job. They make hats for MLB and New Era and all this stuff. And so they just made them. And the person who's colorblind says, looks great. And then a person who can see colors like, so these aren't the Rangers colors at all. Like 100% not the Rangers colors. So why did we do this?
Or Texas colors.
Or Texas by at that all. Mean.
UTA hats?
So, Reggie, you attended UTA. Would you claim this is a UTA hat?
No, I would not. Those colors aren't
Yeah, we're representing UTA.
All right.
Well, I've often thought we should
Major
do that.
League All-Star game.
That being said,
for John Lackey and Hunter Pence.
That being That's said, right. The All-Star game will be here, and we're looking forward to the All-Star game taking place right here in the city of Arlington. And I think you can all say thanks a lot to Kevin for making sure that the All-Star game is here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, good I would job, appreciate man. That Thanks, because Kevin. Somebody texted in, I can't pay my bills. Thanks a lot, Kevin. Hold on. How did the All-Star hats or me have anything to do with that? I don't.
At this point, I would like for whoever makes the All-Star game for the Texas Rangers to wear their red or blue hat and refuse to wear that hat.
Okay, real quick. Can I give you, we're probably going to have to shift just a
you
little bit.
You want to move the Luka thing?
I don't think we're going to be able to make that happen right here and right now. But
are there any other things that you would like to complain to Kevin about? 877-881-1053.
Yeah, oh, man, that's a great.
Can I tell you the harrowing highs and the devastating lows of Olympic qualifying?
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather be, if you're an Olympian, then I'll tell you the story and see if you picked right. Would you rather be Lily King or Rafael Fente de Mares?
Well, Kevin,
I don't even know who those people are.
You're asking me, so I'm going to tell you what I feel here. I'm going to say, because her last name's King, I would rather be Lily King.
Okay. Let's start with Fente de Mares and see how that went.
All right.
He successfully qualified for the Paris Olympics on Tuesday. He's a 17-year-old. While he was punching the water to celebrate, he dislocated his shoulder.
You can't punch water.
But that's what people do all the time.
Dislocate your shoulder.
He did. He's dislocated.
How are you going to dislocate your shoulder punching water?
Shoulder.
The water gets heavier the further down you go. I think it does.
It's fine, but it's not going to.
The density of it.
Disjoint your shoulder.
Now, so he hurt his shoulder punching water? Oh, because he punched.
Were you not listening to the part of the story?
He was just caught off guard. These hats, Kevin. And the person that said, my wife left me, thanks a lot, Kevin.
What the hell? I have nothing to do with
that. Yeah, okay, so you start your punch out of the water, and that's where, like, the water was supposed to be closer to his fist to slow it down, but he punched further away from the water than he wanted to, so the water doesn't catch until close to full extension, and that's why his shoulder came out of socket. I figured it out.
So, Corey, you picked Lily King.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want a dislocated shoulder from punching a waterfall.
Look, I'm just going to keep going. Oh. Nope. Because he's going to say something about TLC something. And that song's really about AIDS. I don't know where you're going with this, but then we're not doing that.
All right. Somebody has AIDS? Is that what you said?
Lily. Yeah, that's a weird thing to bring up. That's
Lily, shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Like the tennis player? Arthur Ashe?
How did you get to Arthur Ashe?
That was Billie Jean King.
Let's let him get to the Lily King.
What?
Lily.
I don't think that last part is accurate.
No. Lily King.
Lily King.
I was asking it as a question.
She qualified for the Olympics. She finished second place in the 200 meter breaststroke and qualified for her second event of the Olympics. While she made her way out of the pool to the warm down area, her boyfriend, James Wells, walked over there and proposed to her.
Look at that.
You.
In Indianapolis?
Have selected. Yes. At Lucas Oil Stadium.
A happy moment in life?
How do you know that's there?
I somehow randomly was on that it might have been like after the golf U.S. Open or something. I can't remember what it was after, but I was watching something and then they went to the Olympics trials. And they showed how they made swimming pools inside that stadium, it was really cool.
Okay. Fascinating stuff.
You can see how I would be confused that you didn't listen to what we were saying, but then you're like, I know where the swimming trials are.
It took 3 weeks to make the two swimming pools, the cool-down one or the warm-up one, warm-up as in like you're working on your strokes and everything,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And then they have the real one, and then they had a lot of hot tubs for the guys and girls to get in to keep their body warm. So you have the hot tubs to stay warm. You have the warm-up pool where you can do to get warm because you don't want to go into the pool cold.
Did you rent a hot tub?
Yeah. They had a whole bunch of things there. It was really cool. And as far as we know,
you can get proposed to there from the 214.
Was that the end of your sentence?
Oh, my God.
What's the title on this podcast going to be? I have no idea. We were going to talk about Luca, and then a whole bunch of weirdo random crap happened.
That's for me to figure out, Kevin.
He put the lob up for me to put it home, and that was that you can get proposed to there.
I'm Luca. He's the live.
Kevin, isn't it fascinating the things that resonate with Mike's brain?
Kevin, from the 214, y'all think clouds aren't heavy. Now y'all think water can be heavy. Come on, guys, get with it.
Pick a lane.
Yeah, clouds like swimming. Dust.
I've lifted water before. It's heavy.
Yeah, go put a cloud in a bucket.
Yeah.
You can lift 7 million of them. Not at one
what
time.
What the hell does that actually mean?
The bucket actually weighs more than the cloud does.
You know what, Mike? Great. Go put a cloud in a bucket. I don't even know what you're saying.
It's foggy back in October when we get
fog. Is not a cloud.
I think it is.
It's not.
They're the same thing.
They're not.
They look the same.
Yeah, clouds are lower.
Yeah, I watched the Philadelphia-Chicago game in the late 80s. I think it's just a cloud that goes lower into Soldier Stadium. The cloud went into
Soldier Field Stadium.
What's the stadium called? Bears Field Stadium?
Yo, today's one of them days, Kevin. Punch water and tough it out.
Yeah, I dare you to go punch water.
I'm ready to punch something. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
I'm going to get in a plane that has the door open, and I'm going to put a bucket out of it. And so as we go through a cloud, I'm going to catch the cloud and show you how it weighs nothing.
Yeah, Mike, you're definitely going to stay in that plane. Just holding your bucket out of the plane. You're going to be fine.
I'll do it in a car.
That's right.
I'll do it when there's fog. You're telling me fog isn't a cloud?
Fog's not a cloud. It's fog.
I don't know. It's
from the 817, this segment just got weird. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Yeah, what's next?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.